Now, this is a what? You might call this your elbow, but you also might call it a what?
Your arm, your
or
elbow.
The joint?
It is a joint.
Alright, and this is my what?
That's your chest.
Alright, and these are my
shoulders.
And this is my, this whole thing here is my
legs.
Alright, and this is one.
That's your foot.
And two of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a person hasn't been well, you might say he looks kind of what?
I've heard him say he looks peaky.
Okay.
You've heard that expression.
Sure. Sure.
Do they use that all over the country?
I don't know. The one I heard in the South more than
peaked
and puny.
Puny, I've heard that all my day.
Yeah, puny.
Well, that's expressive. You know
sure.
What it means.
Yeah, peaked and puny.
Puny. Mm-hmm. Puny. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then, how about the word? If a person is able to lift something very heavy, you might say he's really.
You always say he's stout.
Okay. And if a person gets along very well with other people, you'd say he's an awfully what kind of person?
Sociable.
Yeah, or good. Would you ever use good natured?
Yeah, good mixer.
Okay. What does common mean?
It mean ordinary.
All right. Well, what does ordinary mean? Does that mean, I mean, in the sense of in dealing with people?
It means conforming to the ways of others mostly.
Okay. Well, would you say, if you say a person was common, would you say?
Well, common would be a derogatory term.
Okay. In what sense would that be derogatory?
Well, they just low grade, they'd.
Okay.
They usually mean.
If a person gets around a lot, an older person, you might say, she's awfully what?
Peart.
Okay.
Have you heard that expression?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, peart, yeah.
Yeah, peart. I don't think there's any such word.
Would you ever use that with young people?
No, I've heard it too.
All right. If a person gets a little uncomfortable, I might say, I feel a little un-what? Might say uncomfortable, or might say
Well, they'd say I'm hurting.
Okay. No, I mean something like uneasy or...
Uneasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... if you pray a fear of something, you might say, I'm what?
You were scared of it.
Okay, how about afraid, whichever you said?
Afraid of. Some old fellow might say he's afeard of it.
Okay.
And that's old English, too.
Okay.
I believe
sure,
you'll
sure.
find it in Shakespeare.
You say she isn't afraid now, but she ought to be afraid. She, in the past, she...
Has been afraid.
Yeah, would you ever use used to be?
I've heard that on my mouth. She used to be.
Okay. And how about the negative of that? She didn't.
Didn't say she ain't.
Okay. How about she didn't used to be?
Well, I've heard that.
She didn't. Would you say that?
She like she used to be.
Okay.
Like the song, the old gray mare.
Uh-huh.
Ain't what she used to be.
Okay.
It's true.
Yeah. If a person doesn't take care of himself, you might say he's awfully what? He isn't careful,
he's lazy.
The opposite of careful, though, you'd say he's...